thought about it is, the perception of it, it is nothing other than the drive to truth. When you get up in the morning and you feel a sense of obligation to start your day, or whether you get up in the morning and you don't want to get out of bed, they're both the drive to truth. I feel terrible, drive for God. I feel wonderful, drive for God. Desire for truth. Hunger for reality. That's all that motivates human life. So if you take my word for it and start looking for that behind all the other desires and thoughts and intentions and feelings that you experience, I'm very confident that you will start to see for yourself how that's the case. And you can see it in other people just as easily as in yourself. And when you see it clearly enough, and it doesn't even have to be that clear, that you can see there isn't a big difference between the good things that happen and the bad things that happen, because they all stem from the drive for truth, the need for God, the desire for what is, what matters, what's real. Then you're in a position to not be so easily distracted by what doesn't matter. Okay, well, that was a long speech. Questions, comments, disagreements? Have I confused you?
The difficulty that I'm experiencing is how to talk about what is essentially indescribable. What happens is...
Well, you've mentioned that before.
It's a shift in perception, which is not a new way of thinking. It just floored me. In one moment, there's a gestalt, and I'm Tony, and I've got a history, and I've got a story. And then there's a shift, and I'm formless awareness. I have no concerns. There's no lack. There's no gaps. It feels like I have found something. There's a recognition that everything is a manifestation of the universe, of the divine, exactly as it is. Nothing has to be added. Nothing needs to be subtracted. Right here.
So, would you like my comment?
Not yet. What happens then is then the shift occurs back. And then I'm Tony. And I feel like I've lost something. And then my mind tries to recreate something. And I realize it's the formless awareness. I'm waiting for it to inform mind. Mind is very stubborn, but mind is very opinionated. And just because I've had it and then I've lost it, the idea of losing it is not wrong, and the idea of having it is not right. Nothing's been lost. It's still there. It hasn't gone anyplace. It's still available. But that shift doesn't feel like I control it. It happens when it happens. And it creates a kind of dissonance, which, while I'm in the Tony mode, feels like dissonance. But when I'm in the other mode, which is, you know, maybe a minute, 2 minutes, it happens daily, concerns evaporate. I'm not even sure that I can, the words dry up. And I ask the question, if on the one hand, because there is a kind of opposites exist at all times, in all circumstances, in all situations, I'm in touch with one side of the gestalt that says, I want to become awakened, then I'm not in touch with the other side of the gestalt, which is, I don't want to be awakened. Because obviously, if I really wanted it, I would be.